I'm Mike Mayo, college music director here of The Basement, and this is College Radio Day edition of Live from Studio A. I'm here with former KUMD student DJ Christine Dean as well, and our music director, and we're welcoming John Mark Nelson to the studio. He has a new album that we'll be talking about, and he will perform tonight at Prove Gallery. Show starts at 8 p.m. Hi, John.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing really well, thanks.
Well, welcome. We're so excited to have you here today. And that show at Prove is coming up, I believe, 8 o'clock tonight. Is that right?
That's correct.
Yeah. All right. And just you? No, I think there's an opening act, isn't there?
There's an opening act. Mm-hmm. Yeah, a local Duluth trio that I think this might be one of their first times all playing together. So.
Ooh, intriguing. Yeah. Well, let's have you get started with a song, and then we'll come back and find out what you've been up to. And I think it's been 4 years since you were last here. So.
Wow.
Yeah,
right.
And you've had one record out in there and another one on the way. So we got lots to talk about.
Perfect.
What do you want to start with?
I'm going to start with a song called True Love.
Just enough for each new day. Trips my patience, makes me break and complain. There just has to be a way of looking forward through the wind and the rain. Find ourselves saying that true love will lift us up. When everything else seems like it's not enough. Oh, and I know sometimes it's all too much, but true love will lift us up. And for every deep wound, there isn't really a measure that we're following truth. There isn't really medicine for every deep wound. There isn't really a measure that we're following.
That's John Mark Nelson live from Studio A, and I believe I recognize that tune from your EP, 4 Days Away.
That's correct.
Is that right? Are any of those tunes going to make it onto the new one?
Yeah, so that tune was a kind of that project really for me, that 4 Days Away, was kind of a fun sort of standalone concept where I went out with a specific limited amount of time and wrote some songs, put together some songs that I feel like kind of were captured in their best light in that setting. And so while there's a temptation to always kind of work on things and do things and refine things in a way. I think that those versions of those songs always kind of felt the most true to me. So I think for now I'll continue to play those songs live and just leave them how they were captured right on 4 Days Away.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I think I recall from when that EP came out and we were playing it here on KUMD, and I think that you talked about how you were trying to work on this other album, mm-hmm. that is the one that you've just finished. You just put on social media yesterday, yep. that you were done.
Yeah.
And that's great.
Yeah, it's really exciting. So yeah, I'd been working on a record for the better part of the last 3 years, and when I went to do 4 Days Away, I actually completely stepped away from that other project. So 4 Days Away was kind of an entire sort of detour for me, where I kind of lost track of where exactly I was headed or where I wanted to take my album, and so I needed to just kind of step away from it entirely. And so 4 Days Away is actually all different material than any of the stuff that will end up being this record that I just finished yesterday morning. So, yeah.
Oh, I was very happy for you when I saw that.
Thank you.
Because I knew that, you know, 4 Days Away had kind of come out of a little bit of struggling with that project. And mm-hmm. and so it was called that because you actually went somewhere,
yep.
for 4 days,
yep.
and just did the whole thing.
Yep.
Did you have those songs ready to go? Had they been songs that you'd been working on and they just kind of came out?
Yeah. So it was.
And were ready to go for that? Or?
It was a little bit of a blend of a couple different things. A great wise music maker named Pharrell calls all of the things that don't make anything that they end up in an orphanage, a song orphanage. So he says, I own and operate several orphanages, a beats orphanage, a song orphanage, and a lyric orphanage. And I feel like that's a little bit of what 4 Days Away is like. I grabbed a few journals and a few old voice memo recordings. Some of the stuff I wrote actually during my time on the property at the farm that I went to, but it was also a lot of little stray this and that's that never found any good homes. And so I took those 4 days to kind of stitch together something that I don't think ever would have happened otherwise, because it was all stuff either sitting in the trash can or maybe on the ledge right next to the trash can about to tip into it. So these were all taken out of the orphanage and given a home.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice. So did that kind of clear space in your head for what you needed to do with the other project? Was it helpful with that?
It was, yeah. So I basically went out to this property and made 4 Days Away, trying to answer to the question for myself, like, what is it that keeps me making music? Because I kind of had lost sight somewhere in making this other record along the way. I kind of realized that I wasn't very happy, and I had some disappointments in my life surrounding where my music had gone and what had happened, that I was just having a hard time kind of getting back to the core of what is it that keeps me doing this and keeps me making this. And so I went out to make 4 Days Away to just rediscover, like, do I love doing this and do I want to keep doing this? And for me, through that process, I found that the answer was an overwhelming yes, which then sort of gave me the heart and the courage to kind of come back to this other project and say, like, no, this is worth fighting for, this is worth doing. So it absolutely, yeah, it served the purpose and definitely breathed a new life into what became this recently completed record.
So would you call this kind of a comeback EP or comeback record?
They're going to call me the comeback kid, I think. I think it's already started. Yeah, I mean, I think it's in a way it's kind of a new chapter of my life and a new chapter of songwriting for me. So I think in some ways it's a return to what was, but also an exploration of what is to come and what's next.
And you started doing this pretty young, and you were pretty prolific for a while there, mm-hmm. so you did have kind of a lot going on.
Yeah.
So was that kind of crossroads that you came to something that was new for you?
Yeah, I think that was the main thing that changed in my life is, I did music all the time, and because I loved it, and I was lucky enough to be encouraged in it, and people gave me opportunities and opened doors for me, and what ended up kind of changing was that I was doing a lot of playing out on the road and touring and playing a lot of shows, and sort of the infrastructure in my life that made that possible kind of just crumbled underneath me. And so I went from kind of constantly having something exciting to share, constantly a new show around the corner, to kind of just being at home and it being quiet. And so I really had to kind of examine in myself, am I doing this just because it's fun to tell people that I do it, or because I get to be in front of people, or fill in the blank, or am I actually doing this because it's something that I'm truly passionate about, no matter what it gives me in return. And so there was a lot of change in that season, and I think I'm actually better for it, and I'm really excited to be kind of back at it with a new perspective.
Nice. Well, because when you started, you were doing it because you loved it, and yeah. you weren't even sharing it that much. You know, it
right.
kind of other people kind of encouraged you to get that out there and share it. So,
yeah.
So it sounds like you almost had the kind of rags to riches story in a very short period of time
sure.
in your life,
yeah.
where you kind of get out there and have a little bit of success, and then find out, I'm not sure if this is how I
right.
want this to go.
Yeah,
you know?
I think I needed a season of kind of finding my own footing, because
mm-hmm.
it kind of happened so quickly that I never really got a chance to do that, and
mm-hmm.
so I'm even though aspects of it were really hard, I'm really grateful.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, and you made some really wonderful albums and shared some really great music. So
thank you, Christine.
I personally am a fan, so I'm glad that you have decided to continue on. So tell me about the songs on this album. So from when you started working on this project, did you kind of have a concept in mind for it and songs ready? Or
yeah, so
when
I first started working on it a while ago, I think, I mean, for the most part, really, I'm kind of an autobiographical songwriter, so I'm really kind of always exploring just what's going on in my life. So at the time, there wasn't so much any sort of one decided theme so much as it was just using songs as a way to kind of figure out all that my life was holding and everything that was coming down the road. And so I started writing these songs kind of about some of the things that I've been talking about here, of like kind of where am I finding value. What am I doing this for? Am I doing it for good reasons, or for reasons that maybe aren't sustainable or healthy over the long term? And so really, I think what I ended up doing is, over the course of 3 years, just sort of like capturing what it felt like to walk through these 3 years, where I felt like the defining elements of how I interacted with music and why I did music and what it looked like on a day-to-day basis have changed really dramatically. And so the fact that I've worked on an album for that much time, I think, has sort of captured in 10 songs like all the transformation that time held. 'Cause 4 days Away was sort of like the kind of really dramatic turning point, and kind of just that record really just captured that one moment, but it didn't account for the year and a half before and the year and a half after. So I think in some ways this new record will kind of stitch together what was going on in my mind and my heart before 4 days Away and now after, even though in some ways they were in process in tandem,
mm-hmm.
if that makes sense. It's kind of confusing to keep track of, I suppose, but I think in some ways it's just like an accurate snapshot of like, here's what these last 3 years looked like, and there were some really good things and some really hard things, and I'm grateful to be still at it and pressing forward.
And the nice thing about the things that you're talking about that you were going through, that even though it's autobiographical, those are all things that people can relate to and
yeah.
that we all go through at some point in our life. So
yeah.
It's nice that, you know, maybe even once you get some distance from it, it'll become more universal.
Yeah.
You know, which is the nice thing about music.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know? Well, let's hear another song, and actually, let me ask you just a little bit more about the album. So
yes.
you finished it. You finished it yesterday, but that means it might not be out for a little bit.
Yeah,
it's not. We don't have a package today.
Yeah.
So what's the plan now?
Yeah. So for right now, it's getting mixed currently. So I finished all the recording down in the Twin Cities, and then I came up here for a little retreat to kind of stitch all the final kind of editing and file organization all together to kind of make it feel complete and organized. And then I sent it off to a guy that's going to mix it who's out in Brooklyn, and I should get mixes probably by the end of this month, and from there I'll kind of sit down and plot a release plan, and I'm guessing it'd be in the first quarter or first half of next year, hopefully, by the time we get the mixes and kind of a strategy behind it and figure out what might it look like to tour and promote it and that kind of stuff. Those things always just take they're a little slower and stickier than you might hope when
mm-hmm.
you have a new record and you're like, time to put it out.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, nope, 6 months. 6 months, and that'll happen.
Yeah, as Tom Petty put it best,
yeah.
waiting is the hardest part.
Yeah, very true.
All right, well, let's hear another tune. What do you want to share next?
I'm going to play a little preview from this new record that I'm sitting on as of one day. Whoops, I just bumped the microphone. Sorry. This is a song called Compromise, and it came out of a little bit of a writing exercise that I had been involved in the Twin Cities, where some friends of mine and I tried to write a song every day. every day of 1 month. And to do that, sometimes the creative juices run low. And so I started just picking random words, and I would just grab a word, and that would be my prompt. And I would just say, I have to write a song where this is the title, and then figure out how the story links to that title. So I chose the word compromise because I wanted to write a song that used a word that can almost flip either way into being positive or negative. Sometimes people use compromise as like, we worked out a conflict, now it's resolved. And other times people use it in the sense where it's like settling or not doing your best. It kind of like is on this fine line between kind of a positive usage and a negative usage. And so I wanted to write a song that kind of explored how to take that song and maybe play with both sides of the positive and negative. So this is called Compromise.
If I'm not the kind of person that you wanted, if I'm not the kind of person that you need, if I'm not the kind of person that you one day hope to be, will you compromise a bit and stay with me? If I'm not the kind of person that you wanted, if I'm not the kind of person that you need, if I'm not the kind of person that you one day hope to be, will you compromise a bit and stay with me? Stay with me when there's nothing stopping you from being free. When the years go by and you realize there's nothing left to see, will you compromise a bit and stay with me? Ooh, I am sorry for the times I disappoint you. I am sorry for the things that I don't see. I'm sorry that I have to ask you time and time again, will you compromise a bit and stay with me? Stay with me when there's nothing stopping you from being free. When the years go by and you realize there's nothing left to see, will you compromise a bit and stay with me? Will you compromise a bit and stay with me?
That's John Mark Nelson live from Studio A, and a tune that is going to be on his forthcoming new album. And I don't think you mentioned a name yet, right?
I don't think I have one yet. I'd mention it if I had it, but I'm puzzled. I'm stumped myself, so I got to figure that out soon.
Well, all the bureaucracy that it's going to take to get it out, we'll give you time to
exactly.
Come up with a name. So, well, I just want to ask you one more question about the album. So, you 4 days Away was kind of a one-man project and very kind of stripped down. Delicate. And what's the new album like? Do you have get more musicians? I've also seen you last time you were here, you had like four or five people with you.
Yes.
And so how's this one gonna be?
Yep, so this is a record that I would say is more in line with maybe what I've done in the past, where there's some larger arrangements on the record. The record was made in kind of an interesting way because it took so long to make, and it was made over the course of a long time. It's sort of like a little bit of a piecemeal of kind of all the friends and relationships that I've made along the way with other musicians and stuff. So there's stuff on this record where like I'll pull up a song and I'll be like, oh, I love that guitar part. And then remember that like, oh, a friend of mine tracked that 2 years ago in a little apartment somewhere. Or then I'll listen to another song and think, oh, that's a friend of mine that lives out on the West Coast. And I sent him the song and he played on it and he sent it back. So it's kind of this fun collaboration of a lot of people that have spoken into my life and been a part of my musical journey. But it kind of happened over this very long, slow burn of a time. So I would say that when you put the record on and play it down, it's going to sound, in general, a little more bigger, a little bigger and more grandiose. And there's going to kind of be some kind of thick dare I say, juicy sounds. There's a lot of like interesting drum sounds and kind of some maybe non-traditional things that you haven't heard on records of mine in the past, but maybe feel a little more like I'm Not Afraid or Sings the Moon, where those records have a little bit more just to them. The songs are kind of supported by a bigger cast of characters. I would say that would be very true with this album, but maybe with different types of sounds than some of those maybe orchestral or percussive sounds that maybe have accompanied me in the past.
Okay, sounds good.
So are you more excited to tour on which album are you more excited to tour on, the full version or the stripped down?
Yeah,
just completed.
Well, this stop here in Duluth is my first stop on a fall tour that I'm doing. That's about 20 shows, but it's all solo shows. So in some ways, 4 days away is really a lot of fun to play as a solo performer, because that's kind of how the songs were written. This other record that I just finished is going to be a little bit of a task to kind of figure out how to play and capture as a single person, because they were made over such a long period of time, and they're made on maybe instruments that aren't as in my comfort zone, or maybe have sections in them that aren't quite so like guitar strummy. So there's like a lot of things that I need to figure out of like, okay, for this long section where there's just a pad underneath and I'm singing, how do I emulate that as a solo musician? Or if there's a section where there's this huge drum grooving kind of thing, it's like, well, I don't know how to do that just sitting on a stool by myself. So in some ways, those 4 days Away songs feel like sitting down with a guitar kind of song, so they're easy to play. But I'm excited to start to challenge myself to learn these new songs and figure out how do I represent these. And maybe a good friend of mine always says this, and I found it so helpful, is that the record is the movie and the live show is the play. So there's some elements of the live show. It's like it doesn't have to be the same thing, but it's just figure out what feels good or what feels right. And, you know, where you might have the green screen in the movie, maybe you have someone rolling a drum to emulate a storm, or there's elements to a play that they're not quite as grandiose maybe or as exciting as the movie, but they feel right at the time. And so I think I need to sit down and figure out what this record looks like as a stage production.
And I think we've seen that a lot with bands recently. For example, Low, they came out with a completely new sound on their last album, and playing Stripped Down in our studio, it sounded completely different than what the album does, but it's still amazing. And, I think you just have to find out a way to play like you were saying.
Exactly.
So going back, you were talking about how a lot of the songs off the new album came from different people you knew or different places. Mm-hmm. And with that, and with all the different sounds that you incorporate into your records, I kind of want to know, you've done some producing in the past. Mm-hmm. And what's that like as, you're a musician yourself, but is it more exciting to produce for someone else? Is it, do you get more of a diverse musical perspective from that experience? Or
That's a really good question. Without sort of realizing it, I've kind of developed this mantra for myself over the years of, like, I always find myself saying, like, whatever leads to more music in the world. Like, when people ask me, like, oh, will you maybe produce this or come play, join us for a tune on stage with a band? For me, I'm like, my mantra is, like, if there's anything that I can spend time doing, it's making sure there's more music in the world. And so I've been really lucky to be invited to be a part of other people's projects on the creative side. And I just feel like the world is better for more music. I'm better for more music in my life. And I only learn and grow as a musician and as a person by working with more people. And whatever the road holds for me, I'm just really grateful. I mean, when you do something like music, it always feels like it's so precarious. Anything in the arts or something creative or something non-traditional, it feels like you're sort of always walking on glass. You're tiptoeing through the world. And so whenever I get asked to be a part of anything, I feel grateful. And so I'm absolutely better as a result of being asked to produce things or just play on things or listen to things. And I feel deeply honored anytime anyone asks me to do that.
Cool.
Well, we have time for one more tune. What do you want to wrap up with here?
Perfect. I'm gonna close with an old staple that I think I've played maybe every time I've come and played here at KUMD.
So it's a tradition now.
Yeah, this is for memory's sake. This is a song called Boy.
Mm-hmm. so complete, so breathe deeply for the life in which you ache. Grateful heart and helpless mind that reels with every chance you take. Dreams never take me far away. Hide me from your love. Wake to call your name. And when you slow down, you'll surely say, yeah, I know. Blowing in the wind, there's a voice that calls my name. Don't fear your life, boy. Grow and change. Grass grew, leading me always close to you. In the clearness of the spring, heard you call and heard you sing. This marks the end of all that's through. I have a better plan for you. Still, I'm afraid of what I am. Save me from my soul. You can't make me whole. Still, I find my voice and say, yeah, I know. Blowing in the wind, there's a voice that calls my name. Don't fear your life, boy. Grow and change. It came running through the earth where the pine. All grass grew, leading me always close to you. 400 years we wait, and with every breath we take, learn to bury our mistakes. Do I lean myself towards pain? Every song we raise in vain, every fire only flame. Raise the children now to keep every virtue that you seek, hoping one day they'll receive. We are nothing but the dust that gathers down below the plain. We'll be gone and you'll remain. And now what was far away draws near, so teach me to belong. I no longer fear, 'cause I know blowing in the wind there's a voice that calls my name. Don't fear your life, boy. Grow and change. It came running through the earth where the pine and tall grass grew, leading me always close to you.
To John Mark Nelson for joining us in the studio today.
Thank you.
Today's Live from Studio I session was produced by Christine Dean, myself, Mike Mayo, Matt Zimmerman, Marissa Castro, Emma Gilhausen, and it was funded by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. To check out upcoming guests or to listen to previous sessions, you can go to KUMD.org and click on Live from Studio A under Programs. This is Live from Studio A on 103.3 KUMD, and thanks for listening.